Chapter 7, Ninth Hall of Justice, Coruscant.
This really was a courtroom, a place where justice was dispensed, and during regimes like Jason Solo's, injustice as well. The walls were somber wood panel. The tables and the judge's elevated bench were a dark, beautiful calf-colored antique marble from Ithor. Luke watched the proceedings from a slight state of detachment, brought on by his lack of sleep and the air of unreality his own decision had created. The judge, a severe-looking falling woman, her pale green skin contrasting sharply with her dark judicial robes, sat at her bench, studying the documents Nawara Venn and the government prosecutor had given her upon her arrival. The audience at the back of the chamber buzzed with a little conversation, and Luke could feel expectation from them far in excess of the level of noise. It was here, the first action in Luke Skywalker's trial, and they were on hand to see blood spilled, metaphorically speaking. Finally, the judge looked up, glanced at Luke and the two attorneys, and spoke.
In Alliance Case Y00-43-17014, the Galactic Federation of Free Alliances versus Luke Skywalker, we have negotiated conclusion, agreed to this day by the prosecution, the defense, and myself.
A faint moan arose from portions of the audience. Luke could sense the source of their dismay. Weeks of court hearings, stories of Jason Solo's murderous actions, embarrassing revelations, were all about to be headed off before they could take place in all their exploitation news glory, wiped away by a plea bargain. It should have been funny, but Luke didn't feel in the least humorous.
The defendant will stand.
Luke and Nawara got to their feet.
On the revised list of charges, now consisting of one charge, reckless endangerment of a population, how do you plead?
Luke cleared his throat. Guilty, Your Honor.